WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With less than 2 weeks to go until the election, the swing states are once again getting a whole lot of attention. ABC Stephen Portnoy with more on Donald Trump's appearances.
The former president holds two events today in Georgia, a state he won in 2016 but lost to President Biden 4 years ago. He's got a town hall focused on faith with the state's lieutenant governor in Zebulon, and then a rally in Duluth, Georgia, sponsored by the conservative PAC Turning Point Action.
Kamala Harris, in an NBC interview overnight, says her team is ready should the former president try again to overturn the results of the upcoming election. A judge has ruled that Rudy Giuliani owes most of his possessions, including his New York City apartment, to two Georgia poll workers who won a $148 million defamation judgment against him. McDonald's quarter pound possibly linked to an E. coli outbreak that made nearly 50 people sick. Boeing has announced this morning it's lost $6 billion in the third quarter, partly because of a machinist strike. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We're down to the last 2 weeks to the presidential election. Democratic running mate Tim Walz in Madison yesterday needled Donald Trump for canceling interviews.
I don't care how exhausted he is, because I can promise you he's not as exhausted as the American people are of him.
Early voting is underway. Former President Barack Obama urged the Walz rally to take action.
Do not sit back and hope for the best. Do not think this is a distraction or a joke.
The two warned that a second Trump administration with no guardrails would have dangerous consequences. A fire has shut down a Jefferson County ethanol plant. Officials at the Ostalon Bio plant say the fire started Monday in one of the facility's dryers. Ostalon Bio calls itself Wisconsin's largest ethanol producer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Two stories that show just how many people are in need here in Dane County. Every year, the Goodman Community Center does a Thanksgiving drive, giving families turkey, veggies, gravy, and rolls. This year, they knew they had 4,000 baskets to give away. They opened registration Monday, and within 24 hours, all 4,000 baskets were claimed. They've been doing this drive for 36 years, and this is the fastest it's ever filled up. If you're able to help, they could still use more donations. Meanwhile, a winter clothing drive in Middleton is starting early because so many more people need help. The Middleton Tourism Commission does this every year. They collect donated coats, hats, gloves, and scarves for people who need them. According to WMTV, last year they helped double the number of people than the year before. And now they expect even higher demand, especially when it comes to coats. So if you've got old gear laying around in the garage, in the basement, or just hanging in the closet, it's a great time to help your neighbor. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
The Bucks without Middleton. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers began his press conference by asking the number one question on the mind of reporters.
I wonder what you're going to ask.
Was Chris Middleton able to practice yesterday?
No Chris today, so probably no Chris tomorrow.
Probably.
It's pretty 100%, so 99.
The Bucks are in Philadelphia tonight against the 76ers for their season opener. Philly will be without Paul George and Joel Embiid. NFL, the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon hopes he can return a kick for a touchdown Sunday in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. Says he's kind of tired of being tackled by kickers and punters.
I think I should have like 7 touchdowns right now in the NFL, and all of them got stopped by a kicker. So I'm trying to figure out a way to make the kicker and punter miss, but they just take good angles and it's starting to irritate. Rams, Kansas City, Philly.
That's the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 55 for a high this afternoon. So quite a bit cooler today. The wind will gradually decrease throughout the day. Tonight, clear and cooler, 33. Tomorrow, sunny, 63 with a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow night. After that, a fairly sunny, pleasant weekend ahead. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Laura Hanks is back with public cervix announcement. We will wrap it up with this. Shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
I hear you and I understand that their anti-Semitism needs to be rooted out. But what I'm also saying is that your comment was way far beyond the pale. But I want to go back to John Kelly for a second, because all of you all have humbly come to John Kelly and say that we agree with what you said. But I want you to close your eyes for a second and imagine if anybody dare say that Kamala Harris praised Adolf Hitler. Imagine if anybody dare say that Kamala Harris was a fascist. Imagine if anybody dare say Kamala Harris believed in authoritarianism. Just think about that. Kamala Harris is having to run the 110 hurdles with high heels on and do a backflip at the end and land a perfect somersault in order to just be in the race with Donald Trump.
Oh, thank you, Bakari Sellers. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, I'm still in the afterglow of the three-way with Tristan Snell, JoJo from Jurors, and this guy. From last night.
Deadly fire, Brooklyn, deadly fire, deadly fire. This is Brooklyn Dad Defiant Rap.
My spirit
so
animal.
Here on the show where we're listening.
Just calling
to
you Brooklyn.
Tell me now, what's the name of this here cat?
Brooklyn,
deadly fire, deadly fire.
Brooklyn Dad Defiant.
What?
Defiant joins us now. Brooklyn Dad deadly Defiant. Fire, Brooklyn Dad Defiant. Rockstar cheers.
Thank you.
Deadly fire, deadly fire. What? 718? What's going on?
What up? What up?
Boy, that was really Steph and Brooklyn Dad and JoJo and Tristan Unfiltered last night.
That's a lot of beautiful.
Yeah. That was after dark.
Yeah.
It was amazing, actually. It was so fun. We got to see a little puppy on the show there.
Yeah, beautiful. I literally was in bed with you and JoJo and Tristan. but yeah, it was great. Tristan hosted, what is it, for Heroes for Democracy?
Yes.
He's a hero. His tweets all the time, I know you are a fan as well, Brooklyn Dad, but he just said, breaking, Trump considering Judge Aileen Cannon and indicted former Deputy AG Jeffrey Clark for U.S. Attorney General if he wins. This should be grounds for immediate investigation. Cannon, is there a quid pro quo in the Mar-a-Lago case? Clark, a blatant case of witness tampering. God bless him for just continuing to call out lawbreaking when we feel like we don't live in a nation of laws anymore, right?
Indeed. And first, I want to say thank you for joining us at the event last night. Heroes for Democracy was a huge success. We ended up raising over $100,000. And I think it was $115,000. And we had over 100,000 viewers. And what else was I going to say? Oh, we're doing another one next Tuesday.
Okay.
So your listeners are there, are paying attention there. 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, Tuesday, October 29th. I don't know if we'll get those guests as beautiful and famous as yourself.
Or in bed. I was literally in bed. But no, you guys are all heroes to me. I mean, and you had an amazing, all of our beloveds, basically, including y'all. And, oh, God, Allison Gill and on, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, Martina Navratilova.
Yes, I heard about that.
That was huge.
By the way, you said if we're all in agreement that Jeffrey Epstein was a horrible, horrible person and Donald Trump was good buddies with him and all over his call logs and flight logs, why is this election so f-ing close? And you were saying that everyone, you know, everyone thinks we all have inside information. Like everyone's like grabbing us by the, what is going on? And you know, here's the thing. I'm sure you go through this too, Brooklyn Dad, where you want people to be scared and turn out. You don't want to get complacent. We have, you know, that 2016 PTSD. But at the same time, you do hear from a lot of people that we trust, like the Simon Rosenbergs and Christopher Boozies, that there are these red state that predicted the red wave. There's all this polling that is meant to skew the averages, to set the table for, oh, look, it was rigged, the election was stolen, Trump was way ahead, yada, yada. What, so where are you on all that in terms of, you know, terrified?
Daily. Yeah. And, like, literally every other day I have to call a friend to just kind of help to refocus me, to help adjust my perspective, because it is, as you said, you know, the zone has been flooded by a bunch of Republican polls that are designed to make it look as though going into Election Day, he is ahead, he is winning, when they're just junk polls, and it's the same kind of junk polls that told us in 2022 there was going to be a red wave. Mm-hmm. So I agree with the notion that it's actually a good thing that we don't get complacent going into Election Day. I think it's important for us to all turn out the vote, because that's all there is at this point. The name of the game is turnout. So it's getting your neighbors and your coworkers and your niece and your nephew and your aunts and uncles and grandparents to vote. Nobody in a blue state, nobody in a red state should be complacent and say, my vote's not going to matter. Every single vote matters. Yep. So,
And by the way, so polling, you also said Donald Trump's support among his main base, non-college white voters, is sagging and going soft. He can't seem to keep it up. Many people are calling it electoral dysfunction. He cannot Arnold Palmer those numbers. But yeah, I mean, there certainly are a lot of, we were saying the two major independent polls that came out yesterday, Harris is ahead by the same amount she was in the last one, like 4 or 5 points, you know. And so I think you're right. It's like, depends on what poll you're looking at. I mean, obviously, it looks like the swing states are very close. So I think you're absolutely right. It's just turnout, turnout, turnout. That's all we can keep saying, right?
Indeed. Indeed. And I think I think he's been shrinking his base. I can't imagine that that he is adding new voters. In the past month, he has said enough things to tank like 5 presidential campaigns, let alone just his one. We're seeing Really American had a post yesterday that went pretty viral about Republican farmers. Republican farmers are coming out for him. Conservative Republicans like Dick freaking Cheney are coming out. When did you ever think we were going to be on the same side as Darth Vader? I didn't have that on my bat blank bingo card. You see what I did there?
To your point, there was a story about that. Trump was put on the spot by a Latino farmer worried his migrant deportation plans are going to leave him unable to get crops from the fields. Trump responded with how much farmers love him. That's always his only response. It's me. The Guardian revealed farmers have turned away from Trump in recent years because he's cost them so much in profits. Trump goes on to claim that farmers have done horribly under the Biden administration. The USDA said farmers have reached record highs in 2022. He's just running on a solid wall of lies, as I say nearly every day here. He's running on the opposite of what is true.
Yes, and he's running on the cachet of the illusion that that he is some kind of guru at business. He's not good at business. He's horrendous at business. He's really bad. Yeah. And I like that President Obama has recently taken to correcting, setting the record straight when you're waxing nostalgically about how great the Trump economy was. He's like, oh, what are you doing? That was my economy.
Yeah.
I can't do Obama.
But. Yeah. Don't boo. Vote. Okay. But you just, and you also said, good morning, happy Tuesday to everyone who agrees we can't let obsequious MAGA Republicans sainwash and sweep Trump's enemies from within under the rug with the news cycle. Using the military and our citizens is dangerous, undemocratic, and disqualifying, period. Well, you know, that's what John Kelly said made him speak out.
Yep.
Again. But I feel like how many warnings can we have? But I think it goes to your point. I think there's that... What we obsess on sometimes is the MAGA cult. You're going, oh, my God, how come it doesn't matter what he says? Or, oh, you know, yeah, but he's not getting anybody in the middle or any Republicans with a lot of that crap, right?
The thing that makes horror movies so effective is that, or so scary, is that as you're watching, you see people who seem reasonable. They've been set up as the writers and the directors as being like smart, sensible people. And then they do dumb things like, you know, they walk into that door where there's growling coming in from behind and they don't have a gun or a knife or a blunt object or even a flashlight. They just go in there in the dark and you're screaming at the screen, what are you doing? And likewise, this election is that, is, you know, right. we're not concerned so much about the MAGA people. Because we pretty much have accepted that they'll never be turned. They are part of the cult, period.
Yeah, you know, now that you mention, you notice, like, one of my favorite movies is Man with Two Brains, when Steve Martin asks his dead wife, like, if he should marry Kathleen Turner, who's clearly a gold digger. And, you know, she's just like, no. Like, this wind.
Any kind of sign.
Right. Just give me a sign, any kind of sign. And I'm like, every economist, every military person, everybody that's ever worked with him practically. I mean, psychiatrists, everybody is warning, right?
Yeah. And I was just saying about the all of these revelations that we've heard from coming from General John Kelly, which, by the way, would have been helpful to hear a little bit louder and a little bit earlier in the cycle, please.
Yeah. That's why we say all their books should be now a warning. You knew this when you were there. Let's hear. Give me five. Yeah, just let me one. John Kelly yesterday.
Certainly, the former president is in the far right area. He's certainly an authoritarian. Admires people who are dictators. He has said that. So he certainly falls into the general definition of fascist, for sure.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm grateful he's speaking out. I guess we'll take all the help we can get. But you're absolutely right. It's just John Bolton. We have him this morning on the soundbite list. Again, you were what the enablers. You were part of this. You know, that's the thing that you wake up in the middle of the night, right? It's like even some of the mainstream media is waking up finally talking about his obvious mental decline. But you're like, is it too late? People have already started voting. Like, where have all y'all been, right?
You worry that the false narrative, the false equivalency that the mainstream media has helped to perpetrate is baked in, you know, the whole both sides ism. Both sides are bad. Both sides are equal. They're not
even
equal.
Close.
Not the same. They're, you know, one side is a delightful tuna fish sandwich with lettuce and tomato, and the other side is a plate full of broken shards of glass. You know? They're two very different things. You're going to eat.
My analogy is apples or flaming hot gobs of Satan's vomit. But yes, we all have our own analogies as to what. How is the vomit cooked? Okay. by Satan in hell! Is that enough for you? 19 minutes after the hour. We got Dad for one more segment.
Yes, we do.
This portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. There it is.
Yep.
The giant hydration system has made its way downstairs because, you know, you got to keep up with Brooklyn, Dad. You got to have all your pistons firing.
You do.
Is that a thing? A piston? A brain
sure.
piston?
It's
brain
a thing.
Pistons.
Brain pistons.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Okay.
Sure.
It helps with that.
You say so.
It has ashwagandha for energy. This is how I got up 40 miles up Mandible Canyon on my bike last Saturday, kids. I'm telling you, 10 supplements in one, probiotics, prebiotics, helps my gut health, helps nourish my body, helps boost my energy, helps me get up and down the stairs 14 times to see what the...
What they're barking
Clyde
at.
Is barking at!
No. No, she's barking. He's right there.
Oh, okay. It's barking at. Okay, it's a game changer for me. I love it. Fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor. Get it. Do it. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Member FDIC, batteries not included.
Red, white, and Steph. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there is one major red flag to look out for, cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower and older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It is tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperature, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty has created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My Bonnie and Clyde devour it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Dr. Marty Pets. .com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
I'm George Gale. I'm a longtime community organizer and lifelong Midwesterner. In this season of To See Each Other, we're heading to one of my favorite places, Wisconsin, to get to know a group of small town folks fighting for community and dignity for the elderly and a better future for us all. Join me in Merrill, population 9,000, where a beloved public nursing home is unexpectedly up for sale.
I was in tears. I talked to the social worker. What am I going to do?
I don't want to live under the bridge in a pasteboard box.
It's a heart-pounding roller coaster of a fight in a swing state that could determine the election. This is To See Each Other, where we explore how people are fighting for the future of rural America and how writing it off hurts us all. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlode, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlode.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, I am fresh from my three-way with Tristan Snell, Brooklyn Dad Defiant, and JoJo from Jers. Hot, 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 hot. Heroes for Democracy. They're doing it again next Tuesday.
All right.
Our friend Tristan tweeted or threaded, "Dear Ted Cruz, when all six of your state's top newspapers endorse your opponent to take your Senate seat, maybe you should just pack up and flee to Cancun because Texas doesn't want you anymore. Love, a native Texan and supporter of Texas next Senator Colin Allred." I am feeling bullish on a lot of places. I mean, at Texas, Florida, a lot of people are saying don't sleep on that. I got to say, maybe you want to give some love. Two senators I have met who are fantastic are Tammy Baldwin and Bob Casey. I know we have a lot of tight races going on, but we have so many great candidates. Who else are you thinking of?
Well, you were just talking about Colin Allred. I love that guy, and I think he totally ended Ted Cruz in that debate. And we had Olivia Juliana, that amazing influencer from Texas, on the Heroes for Democracy last night, and she said the feeling on the ground is that Ted Cruz is going to go.
Wow!
Yeah, that would really.
And we had Lucas Kuntz on. I think he's fantastic. He's in striking distance of Josh Hawley. But just to get rid of those two insurrectionists, Hawley and Cruz alone would be. But Debbie Mukarsel Powell, we've had on.
We just booked her for next week.
She will be on next week again. She is hot in a dead heat with the odious Rick Scott. So, let's take the House and keep the Senate. Brooklyn Dad, we keep joking about like how close is Trump from saying the N-word. He's getting pretty close, isn't he? I mean, he's clearly, I guess we should take that as a good sign, his desperation. But oh my God, just yesterday he called Kamala Harris lazy as hell. He's called her retarded before. He's called her dumb.
Yep.
A vice president. I mean, I don't know, again, what we're, it just, this is his normal despicable behavior, but it's also enhanced by dementia and disinhibition.
You know, sadly, I don't think he would lose any votes if he resorted to using the N-word.
Nope.
Frankly, I think that would boost his votes with the white supremacists. I think that he would gain some more votes. But I thought that I couldn't be shocked by anything else that I heard about this guy until the revelation, I think it came out in the Atlantic, that about the deceased, the soldier who was murdered. And he offered to pay for the funeral, but then when he got the bill, he said it doesn't cost $50,000.
Don't say the word.
Right. You know, to bury an effing
Mexican.
And I mean, that just took my breath away. And I've heard all of the horrible things he said. Just how that landed on my ear holes was so, so disgusting on two levels, maybe three levels, because one, this is a veteran. Yep. This is someone who served our country. Two, it's a woman. And three, it is a person of color, a Mexican. And so
why do people think this is new? He started the race by going, "This judge, he's Mexican. I'm building a wall." Like I can't imagine a more despicable racist. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, Tristan and I talked yesterday about the Central Park Five suing him because he's still, despite DNA evidence exonerating them and another man confessing. I hope they sue his ass off.
They are suing him.
That's, I mean, that is a slam dunk defamation case, if you ask me. But, Anyway, Brooklyn Dad, I love you. You
yes,
know that.
You're amazing.
I love you, 718.
The Biggest Loser, my sequel to The Littlest President, is available on Amazon.com, where it's currently rated number 29 in political humor.
Nice. Yes.
And it's also available on BrooklynDadDefiant.com, where you can get cool merch like
Yay!
This Compact Woman
Yay!
President.
We love you.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A wrong-way drunk driver almost crashed into Vice President Kamala Harris's motorcade in Milwaukee Monday night. The sheriff says the driver pulled to the inside shoulder to avoid the motorcade. A deputy pulled the driver over and arrested him. There's help out there for people changing their Medicare plans during open enrollment. Rhonda Randall of United Healthcare recommends justplainclear.com for advice in everyday language.
Original Medicare isn't going to cover a lot of things related to dental and vision hearing. It's very much limited to more serious medical conditions, whereas many Medicare Advantage plans are going to offer more comprehensive specialty benefits for dental, vision, and hearing.
Open enrollment runs till December 7th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison police chief was a top contender for a job in San Jose, according to local reports there. Sean Barnes joined MPD as chief in 2021. Last year, he was vying for the chief position in Chicago. Dozens of Wisconsin volunteers are down in Florida helping recovery efforts after Hurricanes Helene and Milton. One of them is Green Bay real estate agent Mike Pritzel. He's been spending his days serving food, cleaning, and basically doing whatever he can.
You name it, we do it. It's whatever's being asked of us today. As an example, I've spent most of my morning so far trying to help a resident of the shelter to get transportation to a doctor's appointment. And you would think that is simple, and it's not.
He's only been there about 10 days, and he's already served in three different areas. There are all kinds of ways you can help support hurricane relief. To learn more, you can go to civicmedia.us/help. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 55 for a high this afternoon. So quite a bit cooler today. The wind will gradually decrease throughout the day. Tonight, clear and cooler, 33. Tomorrow, sunny, 63 with a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow night. After that, a fairly sunny, pleasant weekend ahead. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Coming soon to the Overture Center, Late Night Catechism.
Some rulers lead by example. Others lead with a ruler.
I am a Roman general. All right, all you village people, sit up in your seat, will you please?
Late Night Catechism.
Are you putting on lipstick in my class?
Attendance is mandatory.
I'm wearing 30 pounds of gabardine here, huh?
Come for the laughs.
Don't miss Late Night Catechism at the Overture Center.
Get your tickets today at tickets.overture.org.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Civic Media's Todd Alba, who will get a Nightlight birthday surprise. And you won't want to miss up-and-coming musician DeAndre Marie, who performs in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
I think it's a mistake to get into a controversy over whether Trump meets the definition of fascist or not. I think his behavior alone is troubling enough To be a fascist, you have to have a philosophy. Trump's not capable of that. You know, Adolf Hitler wrote a profoundly troubling book called Mein Kampf, My Struggle. Donald Trump couldn't even read his way all the way through that book, let alone write something like it. I'm not trying to understate the dangers of the Trump presidency. I think it's important to focus on the dangers themselves.
All right, that would be John Bolton with today's Now a Warning.
Mm-hmm. Now a Warning?
Tanya in Ohio. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Stephanie. How you doing?
Good. Yeah, you know.
Okay. Stephanie, first of all, the broccoli thing, I'm not messing with you in the broccoli. I want to know why did the barbecue joint have broccoli in it. That's the first thing.
Right.
I think it's best to blame. Let's blame the barbecue place in Kansas City, not me, for ordering broccoli. They put it there.
Right. Stephanie, I was hit by a car.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Yes. I have 3 broken bones in my arm.
Oh, no.
I have two metal plates in my elbow.
Yeah.
I have 2 broken ribs. I'm saying this because I was going to vote early, and I didn't, and I wish I had.
Chris.
I got to figure out a way to go vote on the 6th.
Some people do get hit by buses and cars and things, Chris.
Yeah, and that's
Tanya.
What I was calling.
Well,
yeah,
I hope
that's what I'm calling for.
All right, yeah. I hope you heal fast.
Yeah,
and,
I hope you can get out there before Tuesday. On the 5th.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah, love and light.
Sending love and light. Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Chris.
You're never concerned about buses hitting me any other time.
I don't care any other time. LaDonna in Alabama. All I want is using
good
you
morning.
For your vote. Hi, LaDonna. Hi. Yeah.
Jimmy Carter over here.
Hey, good morning. Even though I'm birthday twins with Jody Hamilton, and I strongly disagree with Chris about watermelon, and yes, I eat it with salt, I have to agree with
I do,
him.
Too. I love watermelon with salt.
I've never
seen
it.
That's an atrocity unto the Lord.
I eat watermelon with salt, too.
No,
what?
No salt. That's terrible.
Oh, I thought you called it trash melon.
No. Cantaloupe and honeydew are trash melon. Watermelon is delicious.
You're also wrong about that.
He's wrong about that, too.
Okay.
He is wrong.
Yeah.
I can be down with that.
All right, good. We're on the same page then. Hooray.
Is there a reason we're distracting ourselves with fruits and vegetables? Because we don't want to talk about the election anymore. We're just... All right.
Okay, hey, wait. Jody Hamilton last week had the best line about Trump's blood type with ketchup, and y'all talked over and nobody acknowledged it.
Oh, why, thank you.
Let us
review that it was Jody Hamilton who said Donald Trump's blood type is ketchup. That is hilarious.
Way to go, Jody.
Thank you.
Well, it made me laugh, but it doesn't take much for me.
Oh. Easy.
Thank you for fishing that out of the toilet so we could look at it again.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Y'all
all right.
Have-
all right. You have a good day, too. Deirdre in Maryland. Hey, Deirdre.
So, good morning.
Hello,
I finally reached my breaking point the other day, and my husband had a classmate and his wife over, and they're real Trumpers. And for years, I've said to my husband, when Joe writes him, why don't you say something to him? Because it's taken me 20 years to convince my husband, if he wants to live a longer life, he has to come over to the bright side of life. Mm-hmm. But in any case, I waited, and then at the end of the meal, I said, I just have to say something. And I finally let loose, and I said, the fact that you are voting for a criminal who has done nothing for the military, you are both graduates of the military academy, you have seen what your classmates have lost, you don't care that this is what you're doing, and you still insist that this is better for our country than a woman. And I know it's about the woman. It's about Hillary. Yeah. It's about Kamala. It's about any woman, because you'd rather have a criminal than a woman. And I couldn't even look at my husband to see what, because I didn't tell him I was going to say anything.
Yeah.
And then I finally said, how many abortions do you think Donald Trump has paid for? Because these are single-issue voters, supposedly.
Yep.
And
good for you.
I just have it. I'm up to here. Yep. I'm so done with all this. I swear to God, if Kamala doesn't win, I don't know how I'm going to get through it.
I know. Well, we'll regroup and make a plan. All right. Thank you. You know what? It's too, if you ever like not, it's too horrible to contemplate. So I just don't, because I can't. Also, I'm with her. I hate everyone at this point.
Even us.
Don't you just hate every pundit, everybody? Everybody's got some stupid opinion. It's just, I'm like, shut up. Everybody shut up.
They are
shut up cannon ready just for everyone.
They are like a-holes.
Yeah, right.
Shut up.
All y'all's pundits, pollsters, everybody.
Oh, bitch, please take your
This is the one we don't know where it's from, not the mountain
sell
one.
Sell it there. Because this five and dime isn't buying your line today.
Okay, well, now you talked over it, just right. Like we talked over your ketchup joke, and now people don't even know what's up. Take it off the mountain. Frank Luntz, who can also shut up.
Shut up.
Hey.
Shut the hell up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Okay, he said a joint campaign appearance with Nikki Haley and Trump should help Trump with swing voters.
No.
Submitting that the demographic will listen to her. I really? No. You're there's a demographic that loves soulless, hypocritical cowards. Okay. Okay. So here's the latest mansplaining advice for Kamala Harris from some butthole.
Oh, my God.
She's in a mood now.
Yeah.
I'm in a mood.
What happened?
You know what? Remember the thing, the graphic of Obama? Just everybody calm down. I got this. Like, she's got this. She's running a fantastic campaign while being vice president of the United States. And everyone's like, Kamala Harris,
she's doing it backwards.
She's not doing enough interviews. Now she's doing too many interviews. Now she's doing too many interviews.
Someone's got your goat.
Something.
Everyone's got my goat. Kamala Harris's reliance on the joyful warrior approach and a reluctance to go for Trump's jugular is what could lose her the election, a political scientist warned.
One political scientist.
Professor Stephen Fish. Hi, I'm Stephen Fish.
One political scientist that we've never heard of. Why are we taking this seriously?
Her reluctance to mobilize a full-on attack in the last few weeks of the election cycle could prove disastrous. Playing it safe is the most dangerous thing. What is he talking about? She has been going for his jugular, but also in a joyful warrior way. She is running, I think, a nearly flawless campaign. Shut up, Professor Fishface.
Goodness.
God.
Wow. All right. Boy, did I trigger that. Goodness gracious.
Everybody's an expert.
Wow.
Oh, looky here. CBS News analysis reveals the clear majority of tweets by Elon Musk about the 2024 presidential election are either misinformation or disinformation.
Yep.
He is, Tim Walz is right. He is a dancing dip. That's what he is.
Lord.
Okay, please. John Kelly, more now a warning.
Which one?
Six.
Six.
Eight.
No, eight. Definitely. Sorry. Eight. Sorry.
Right. You did put up six.
But if you knew.
No, six.
Oh, my God.
And then eight.
Well, I'm looking at the definition of fascism. It's a far-right, authoritarian, ultra-nationalist political ideology and movement characterized by a dictatorial leader, centralized autocracy, militarism, forcible suppression of opposition, belief in a natural social hierarchy. So certainly, in my experience, those are the kind of things that he thinks would work better in terms of running America.
Now,
yes.
Okay. But if you knew what Hitler was all about from the beginning to the end, everything he did was in support of his racist, fascist life, philosophy, so that nothing he did you could argue was good. It was certainly not done for the right reason. And but he would occasionally say that.
What would he say when you would lay that out to him?
That'd be the end of the conversation, usually.
Okay. This is where we are in election 2024. Someone has to explain why Hitler's bad. No? Bad. Still bad. Nope. Pretty much all bad. Okay. Right? Hitler's always been bad, right, Bonnie and Clyde? Okay. Just stop. Listen, we're all agitated this morning. Stop looking at them like that.
We're not sending this to the Museum of Broadcasting.
Oh, no, this is going to totally win.
They can't take back my Hall of Fame award, can they?
Nope.
For this show? I think they can.
Charlamagne the God openly laughed at Lara Trump's defense of Trump after she claimed she'd never seen him say anything racist. Good. That's what we need to do, is laugh in their face. Oh, my God. She said, I will say I've never seen this man say racist thing. As Charlamagne chuckled, Lara said, why is that funny? Charlamagne said, I'm just laughing. It's hysterical. Like, I mean, people act like there's no such thing as Google or we don't have TV or radio. The tension escalated when Lara challenged him to specify any of Trump's alleged racist. How long do you have?
Yeah, no kidding.
In response, the show cut to a series of inflammatory statements made by Trump over the years. Lara Trump tried to shift the narrative to say he's friends with everyone, including Jesse Jackson. Cut in and said, no, please don't do that. Don't. I've had black friends. That's not going to work out.
Nope.
Charlamagne then said, how do you ask Mexicans and Muslims to ignore a lot of the rhetoric? Haitians to ignore a lot of the rhetoric that he said about them as dangerous, that he villainized them, that he's demonized them. Lara Trump said Trump's comments have been misconstrued.
No.
Oh, my God.
They have not.
Did he hold his her feet to the fire about that?
As much as he could. There's a lot of crosstalk on that.
I don't. I mean, you know, okay. I don't, the segment, Charlamagne, or excuse me, Brooklyn Dad was saying that, you know, obviously with some of his racist base, he's like, oh, that'll only help him.
Right.
Some of the, but I mean, explain this to me like I'm five. So if you are a Latino and you hear him say, we're not paying $60,000 to bury a Mexican, you just think he means that he doesn't mean you, so it's okay?
Well, as long as you're not Mexican.
Okay. Well, that's what I mean, but I don't get it.
I don't
when
either.
He says this racist, despicable stuff, you go, oh, he doesn't mean me. Yes, he does. Okay. Wow. He's... Clyde's really, that's, it's hitting that inner ear part of my, you know, ear.
Me too.
Okay. Okay. More John Bolton. Why not?
Just quickly give you two other characterizations of Donald Trump that I think may be more resonant. The first is Rex Tillerson, his first Secretary of State, has the iconic description of Donald Trump, takes two words, and that's that he's an effing moron.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, there's that. That was my favorite news clarification during the Trump years, is he said, no, he did not say moron. He said a moron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, the second is Charles Krauthammer, one of the most astute analysts of contemporary America, tragic loss to the country that he died. But he once said to me, and I know he said this publicly, you know, I estimated Trump wrong by about 10 years. Originally, I thought, he was an 11-year-old, but I realized I was 10 years off. He's a one-year-old. One-year-olds view the entire world, every sensation that comes at them, through the prism of, does this benefit me? And that is a good description of Donald Trump. And it doesn't mean that one-year-olds are all fascist. It means that's Donald Trump's mental acuity.
Yeah, one-year-olds would be fascists if they could.
They are fascists.
They are. They are little terrorists.
Sherman wagon terrorists.
They cry all the time. They want you to feed them all the time and hold them.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wipe their ass.
Wow, I'm hungry. Wow, I'm one. I can't get a job because I'm one. Wow.
Contribute to this household.
Yeah. Pay some rent.
Such a shock that we're all childless, isn't it?
Right?
No, not at all.
Okay. So speaking of, I was just saying, the Latino issue, here's a new ad with Mark Anthony.
This is Mark Anthony. Even though some have forgotten, I remember what it was like when Trump was president. I remember what he did and he said about Puerto Rico, about our people. I remember after Hurricane Maria devastated our island, Trump blocked billions in relief while thousands died. I remember when our families lacked clean water and electricity, Trump threw paper towels in cold Puerto Rico, dirty and poor. I was not surprised because I also remember that he launched his campaign by calling Latinos criminals and rapists. He told us what he'll do. He'll separate children from their families and threaten to use the army to do it. This election goes way beyond political parties. Let's remember what the United States represents and stands for. United, regardless of where we're from. I am Mark Anthony, and I remember. That's why I support Kamala Harris for president.
Amen. I'm Kamala Harris, and I approve this message.
Amen. You know what just hit me? Human beings, we only have so much capacity. You know, like there's so much, only so much memory in your devices. That's part, isn't it, Trump? Some things you're like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Like, yeah. There's so many only atrocities, so many horrible things he's done and said that you're like, oh, yeah, pelting the Puerto Ricans with paper towels and calling every whole countries. Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't. We don't have enough memory. Can we buy more memory? Can we get some memory from iCloud? Can we buy some more? We don't memory hole the first half of the atrocities of Donald Trump. Listen, what's it worth to you, America? What, can you pay the, $1.99 a month? Is that what it is for more memory? Let's buy some.
We're not on iCloud.
All right. $2.99. Let's go $2.99, America. Let's buy a little more memory in our cloud. Oh, God, I have a headache in both eyes and my ears now, too. That's probably because of the barking. Okay, 50.
Yes. It is. That's a sharp sound.
I'm turning into Maria Bamford in Love Songs on the Coast. Maria on line 4. Oh, you and Matt broke up. That's tough. That's hard. What do you want to say to Matt?
13 days left.
Okay, here's Penny Lover for you.
13 days.
50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show is brought to you by Credo Mobile. Credo! There's good people in the world and good companies. They're the only progressive phone company in America. Every month they donate to all the things it causes after your own heart that you believe in, right? Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All. When you join Credo Mobile, you get that, right, the nation's largest, most reliable network, Gling, competitive plans, Gling, great deals on new phones, Gling.
Gling.
Why would a progressive, why would a progressive choose anything else? Switching to Credo Smart, it's the easy choice. You bring your current phone, your current number. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller Show listeners, here's another win off into infinity. You get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Whoa. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. CredoMobile.com, code STEPH25.
I know it's a tad silly, but the crew really likes it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please, join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Text LIBERAL to 511-511. Text LIBERAL to 511-511. Or go to ffrf.org/vote. To join the fight. Text LIBERAL to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stephanie Miller.
Spooky.
Spooky.
Halloween is next week.
Spooky. Oh, I see. 56 minutes after the hour. Coffee with Carlos Rocky coming right up. Catherine in Kansas, or Kathleen in Kansas. Hey, Kath.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Just the level of anxiety that you're feeling right now is what it is for a liberal in Kansas to feel like on a daily basis.
Yeah.
However, let me give you, first of all, just heartfelt thanks for Sexy Liberal Kansas City.
Aww.
My husband and I attended, and for the first time since 2016, I exhaled.
Aww.
And it felt damn good.
Aww. Thank you,
so,
honey.
So thank you for that.
Thank you. We had such a nice time.
Yeah.
You know, can I say Midwestern nice is really a thing?
Yeah. Kansas City was a lovely, lovely city.
I'm so glad you felt that way, because it can be on the surface if you are white.
Yeah.
That's the reality.
Yeah.
So anyway, but you guys just let me exhale, and I felt good and energized and blah, blah, blah.
Aw, thank
anyway,
you. All right,
let me give you a little bit. Let me give you a little bit of hope here.
Okay.
Early voting has started I'm in Wichita, has started in Kansas, and the numbers of early voters have exceeded the entire number of early voters during the 2020 election, the whole thing.
Well, isn't that a good idea, early voting?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Who thought of that? But anyway, we went down. The line was out the door, around longer, as long as the line to get in Sexy Liberal Kansas City.
Wow.
So give you that little bit of hope.
And Kathleen, we're hearing that across the country. You know, I mean, it really is. It's not your imagination. You can feel it. You can feel the momentum, the enthusiasm. We just got to, don't freak out. Keep it together. I'm talking to myself.
Right.
But also you.
Yeah.
And Coffee with Carlos sounds rocky. Next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project stop by. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.